This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the guest of honour at the Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations in the capital, Male, today. The Prime Minister is on a state visit to the Maldives at the special invitation of President Mohamed Moeizu. Yesterday, speaking at a state banquet hosted in his honour by President Moeizu and First Lady Sajida Mohammed, Prime Minister Modi expressed his gratitude for the invitation and extended his best wishes to the people of the Maldives on their Independence Day.
मालदीव के 60वें स्वतंत्रता दिवस पर गेस्ट ऑफ ऑनर के रूप में आना मेरे लिए सम्मान की बात है। मैं इस निमंत्रण के लिए राष्ट्रपति जी का आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ और सभी भारतवासियों की ओर से मालदीव के लोगों को हार्दिक शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ। इस वर्ष भारत मालदीव संबंधों की भी 60वीं वर्षगांठ मनाई जा रही है। भारत और मालदीव के संबंध सदियों पुराने हैं। हम पड़ोसी हैं, साझेदार हैं और जरूरत के समय साथ खड़े रहने वाले सच्चे मित्र हैं। जैसा मैंने पहले भी कहा है, मालदीव भारत की नेबरहुड फर्स्ट पॉलिसी में विशेष स्थान रखता है।
The Prime Minister today held a meeting with Maldives Vice President Hussein Mohammed Latif, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, along with senior officials of both the nations were also present in the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Tuticorin this evening for a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu. He will inaugurate the new terminal building of Tuticorin Airport around 7:45 in the evening. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stones and inaugurate various projects worth 4,600 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will attend the Adi Tiruvathirai festival of Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I at Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple in Ariyalur district. Kargil Vijay Diwas is being celebrated today across the country to honour the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the 1999 Kargil War. The day marks the 26th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. During Operation Vijay, the Indian Armed Forces reclaimed territories in the Kargil district of Jammu and Kashmir that had been infiltrated by Pakistani soldiers and militants. President Draupadi Murmu paid tributes to the brave soldiers who sacrificed their lives for the country on Kargil Vijay Diwas today. In her message, the president said, "The day symbolizes the extraordinary valor, courage and steadfast determination of the country's soldiers." She added that their dedication and supreme sacrifice for the nation will forever inspire the citizens. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid a wreath at the National War Memorial in New Delhi to honour the brave soldiers. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Chief of Air Staff Air Chief Marshal AP Singh and Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi also paid tributes to the soldiers. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has said that during Operation Sindoor, Indian Armed Forces showed the same valour as in Kargil, destroying Pakistan's terrorist infrastructure and achieving a decisive victory. After paying tribute to the fallen soldiers at the Kargil War Memorial on the occasion of the 26th Kargil Vijay Diwas in Dras, General Dwivedi highlighted the recent Operation Sindoor. He said the Indian Army decisively struck terror infrastructure in response to enemy aggression. Union Ministers Mansukh Mandaviya and Sanjay Seth also paid tributes to the fallen heroes at the Kargil War Memorial this morning. And cross-border fighting between Thailand and Cambodia entered its third day today, raising the death toll to 33. Cambodia reported 13 fatalities, including 8 civilians, while Thailand confirmed 20 dead among 14 civilians. And that is the end of this news bulletin.